There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad to have you along for another couple hours of live local talk. I think, 56 hours a week of our shows from right here at Dolphin, at Airport at I-65. You can grab those in podcast form. We'll give you more details on how to get those coming up later in the show. Also, he's back, Jay Young, J.R. Young from King Operating, our soothsayer, our oracle in Dallas when it comes to energy prices, joins us in the 1 o'clock hour. And yes, I see the speculation on the Ascension Technologies text line about Tucker. Like I said on Twitter earlier, if you follow me at FM Talk 106.5, Tucker Carlson out at Fox News, now Don Lemon fired from CNN. Detect the sarcasm in my voice, possible collab coming up, you know, put the two of them together and see what happens. We'll talk about that more. Like I said at the end of Jeff's show, I got a feel that that's going to be a big hit for the bank account there at Fox News to not have their signature product on with Tucker Carlson. Does he end up somewhere else? We'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. And it's like my friends Rob and Ashley over at Lanyap were reading my mind when I or my prep list for today, who was going to be on the show, because I was looking over at LanyapMobile.com, and their poll question up today has to do with whether the state should do away with the ABC board being in charge of alcohol sales, you know, retail alcohol sales in the state. And it's like I say ABC board, retail sales, and all of a sudden, State Senator Arthur Orr is on the line. It's like they knew we were coming. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Sean. Good to be with you on a beautiful Monday afternoon.
Yeah, it absolutely is a subject we've talked about before. It's a we will get back to that, but I want to discuss this. I was listening to audio of you in the Senate last week when all forces had decided for sure this game plan, the incentives package for the state of Alabama would pass. I always pay attention to the opposing voices, especially yours, and you gave an impassioned speech of why the state shouldn't sign on for more of these incentive packages. Can you break that down for my listeners?
Yes, so you really got to think of it in two parts. The first part is those that are offered by the Secretary of Commerce, Greg Canfield and his team, your local economic developers across the state. And you know, the problem is, you know, we are pitted in competitions against other states, and we're all paying money, you know, be it Mississippi, be it Florida, be it Georgia, whomever. In these competitions to land jobs. I don't like that scenario. We didn't create that scenario. We're kind of a victim of the process when it comes to economic development and trying to recruit projects and jobs. You wish Washington would do something, but I grow very cynical because a lot of the big corporations that are shopping jobs and projects around, you know, they're very cozy in Washington, too. So I don't see the feds blowing a whistle and saying, all right, time out. We're not going to allow nationally in a state versus state competition any more incentive dollars to be offered. Just let, you know, your infrastructure, your workforce or whatever speak for itself, but no cash to throw on top like we're doing. That bill needed to pass. I mean, again, we're in a situation that not of our making, that you know, we have to play the game. We don't get to make the rules. We don't like it, but we are where we are with that. The second part is something that was tacked on to this year's bill, which was a tourism incentive component. I don't recall other tourism component in the bill. There may have been, but be that as it may, had several problems with this. One, it had a retroactivity in the taxing or the benefits, where if you already had a project or a hotel or something in service already in place, you could apply and have and get tax credits on the backside. So it was more like a subsidy than an incentive. How do you incentivize something that's already in the ground?
Right.
Related to that, you have a very, in my opinion, a very low bar to qualify. $35 million was kind of the entry point, and it stair-stepped up on various categories. But a low bar, $35 million, Sean, in my mind, in some areas of the, you know, with, and that includes land price, et cetera, you're talking about a glorified Hampton Inn. And so it does have to be located on a river or a lake or in a downtown historic district or something like that. So there, it can't be in a general interstate exit. But again, we're talking about education dollars. And so unlike the feds, where you have a situation, they have no limit. I guess the debt ceiling is their only limit, and so miraculously they seem to raise it every few years.
In
Alabama, you know, if you're going to give away credits or incentives or whatever, or change budget numbers, the money has to come from somewhere. It's a zero sum game in that, you know, if you're going to give incentives, well, then that comes from the education pot. If you're going to move things around from the budget, you have to cut something to plus up something somewhere else. So that was my point, that, you know, these things come at a cost. And we may say, oh, this is going to drive tourism. Well, if you put your thinking cap on, you know, if you're talking about hotels, and that's mainly what this is about, maybe it's theme parks or something, but the jobs that are created, God bless them, they're not in the $20, $25, $30 range that Secretary Canfield chases after, you know, what we refer to as good paying jobs. You know, they're not the highest paying, and God bless the people that, you know, work in our hotels and our restaurants, et cetera. But in a typical economic development package, the job cutoff point these days is around $17, $18, best I recall, to even qualify. So in some areas it may be as low as 15, but still, what do you incentivize, and then what kind of jobs are you getting? And if it's restaurants, hotels, et cetera, you know, that wouldn't make the cut, according to Secretary Canfield.
You know, Senator Orr, I mean, what you're saying is what we've, even if we're going to live in the land of incentives, which, we talk about, you got to play the game as it is. I agree with that. I wish the game was different. I like your idea about the feds. But let's say on this tourism side, if you were going to incentivize something, you would incentivize the whale, not the fish, correct? I mean, we see that in the business side. You land the Airbus.
That's an articulate way of putting it, yes.
Right?
I mean, you would have the bar high. And so what I've heard is the OWA theme park is the only thing that has qualified in the last however many years. But do we want it? Is the bar now so low that it's just going to be a run on the bank? And we're talking about $50 million over 5 years, which is significant. You know, it's not huge, but it's significant. And then so what will not happen in the world of education because we've given away $50 million? Is it, you know, is it kids won't have school counselors and they go out and create mayhem like in Dadeville? I don't know. You know, you can, you know, very loose connection there, but that's a substantial amount of money. And, you know, it affects colleges, junior colleges, and of course K-12, pre-K, things that are in the education budget. And that's money we won't have because we'll be subsidizing hotels wherever around the state.
Right, and that's, I guess I want to get back at that. I mean, either way, okay, it would impact ETF that, you know, your committee chair on, but if you're going to do it, I guess this is, you know, holding my finger in there, but if you're going to do it, shouldn't it be applied to a whale and not a bunch of fish? And I don't know how that didn't, even for somebody who would be pro-incentives, why they wouldn't argue that, okay, we're going to apply this money, we're going to try to bring in a whatever it is, and then private business will bring in hotels and restaurants and all that to surround it. It seems backwards.
You would hope, but again, in talking to the people there in the legislative fiscal office that deal with these incentives quite regularly, they appeared low to me, a low bar. And, you know, again, it does stair step up for mixed use developments and, you know, on and on. But there are a lot of private developers, Sean. They would do the deal anyway. This is just a cherry on top that we're giving away. And I don't see the connection. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. We want the whales, but not the fish.
Yeah, because the fish come. You get the whale, the fish come on their own. You don't have to incentivize them. Business incentivizes them. Just a minute left before, I know you've got to go, but because it's funny, we start off, you know, you and I talk about ABC board a whole bunch, and I look at this online poll over at Landyap right now. Anything in the mix, any new news on that, on getting the state out of the retail liquor sales business?
It's an uphill climb, and it seems to have been even more uphill since the last election, but I'm going to keep trying. I did talk to the Lagniappe people a couple of weeks ago, and I'm interested to see what their article says. Listen, Sean, they are doing some serious digging, and it is high time that that's happened in the media. So kudos to them for really getting down into the weeds and trying to figure it all out.
Good stuff. Senator Orr, as always, I appreciate your time. We'll get you back on the show soon.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, there he goes, Senator Orr, and we're right back with you at 343-0106 phone call or the Ascension Technologies text line. And remember, you got the FM Talk 1065 app. You can always use that to leave us a talkback message. I'll explain more about that when we return. News is next.